Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production encouraging green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Hey, we are tickled as we can be, to join Lori Schmidt this morning. She's the wolf curator at the International Wolf Center, and the weather's gotten a little bit cooler, and that's making one of the wolves up there particularly happy. We're going to find out a little bit more about him this morning. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us. So you folks discovered, actually about a year ago, and you saw it again this summer, that five-year-old Bolts, part of the ambassador pack at the International Wolf Center, is scared of bugs.
Yes, he seems to have some negative conditioning. We call it, we try to give it a more scientific term, but yeah, he's scared. something, like I said, it probably resulted in being stung that created a negative circumstance for him. And his behavior has become a little bit phobic. Anything buzzes around his head, he ducks, he twirls or whirls around. He, seeks refuge up on the upper part of the enclosure where it's more shaded and out of the sun. Fortunately, we're in Ely, Minnesota, so we don't have a lot of hot. It's the hot, humid days that are problematic. We don't have a lot of those. So
it's pretty much any kind of, the bees or hornets or biting flies. It's pretty much anything like that that's really going to upset him.
Yeah, now it's become that. And the bigger problem, this month, he actually now is biting them, and he had stung in the lips, so he had a little bit of a cartoon character face for a bit. But
yeah,
a dose of Benadryl took care of that right away. So we're hoping that we can do some positive conditioning, but it's not like a dog where you can, use a thunder shirt, if they're anxious about that, or, do positive conditioning about, being around things that fly. Wolves in a pen, we have to do a little bit more strategic work, and we've actually been trying, as an enrichment, they sell dog bubbles, which are peanut butter flavored. So these are bubbles that you blow like any other soap bubble that float around his head, and when he grabs them, they taste like peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
We've had pretty good success with that as a positive association. So things that float could be, they also have bacon flavor.
If he bites the bubbles are, and then he bites a bee, and the bee's not peanut butter or bacon flavored.
I know, it's a stretch, but we're working on it. So,
what's interesting is this idea of enrichment for captive, for either domesticated animals in a shelter setting. We talked about that on the show not too long ago, or for animals in a zoo or an educational facility setting. This whole idea of enrichment, and the idea that you're not just looking after Bolts's physical well-being and making sure that he has enough to eat and he's been vaccinated, but you're concerned about, obviously, this is a situation that, you kind of roll your eyes, you laugh about it a little bit, the same way that you do with your domestic dog at home. But if you see he's really upset, he's really agitated, this is really a problem, it's interesting that so many organizations now are trying to take an extra step and how can we help him get over this so he can be more peaceful and okay.
Yeah, pack cohesiveness is a real important part. Wolves are social carnivores. Everyone knows that they kill and they eat. But the reality is they have a social relationship with a group of individuals that help them be carnivores and help them be hunters. And so that social dynamics has always been a challenge in wolves. And when wolves is anxious and whirling around, the rest of the pack could view that as a weakness and could target that or ostracize him. So we are very, very careful. Every morning we do wolf care. We make sure that Bolts feels comfortable in the cooler part of the morning, that he's part of the pack and he's integrating. As a matter of fact, I'm in the pack right now, just finishing wolf care, and he's right here with me, with the other wolves. I got wolves licking at the phone right now. we make sure that he is not ostracized because of this behavior. So it is very serious, And like I said, people at the window, even at the visitors notice, boy, that, he looks anxious. And certainly we don't want that for him. And the good thing is winter is coming, and wolves love winter.
Well, yeah, it's cool, and there are no bugs. There's a lot of people down here in Duluth, and I'm sure all of them up in Ely pretty much feel the same way. First of all, I'm laughing about this a little bit because we just had a conversation about bullying, and we were talking about ostracizing, and we were talking about kind of the pack mentality in humans. Now, with domestic dogs, sometimes something that makes one dog anxious, that dog can look at the other domestic dogs and go, well, they're not anxious, so I'll just relax about it. But it sounds like with wild wolves, this is a different dynamic, that his anxiousness could actually kind of affect the pack and make them anxious / aggressive also.
Well, they see that as weakness, and they're really, you know, these animals are conditioned through, you know, natural selection to key into weakness. When they hunt, you know, prey, that's what they look for. They target the weaker, you know, looking for the vulnerability. And then, unfortunately, in that pack energy, if somebody's unstable, you know, that brings a little bit of chaos to the social realm and becomes something that they're fixated on. Now, I do agree with, there are circumstances, like I said, with our wolf care staff. You know, sometimes we can help calm it, the circumstance, and the pack leader does a very good job of trying to calm things down. And so if things get really ramped up, the pack leader will oftentimes step in and just kind of assert some dominance. But when it comes to the bee phobia, that's a hard one because it's not so much social engagement. It's an environmental, it's right. A negative condition into the environment. And so there's only so much we can do because it spans beyond the social network of the structure of the pack. So it's good that, you know, like I said, the wolf care staff can try to do some distractions, and that seems to be helping. And both of the other problems stems all the way back to a pup. When you typically work with a dog at, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, you can easily socialize it because it's a domesticated animal. Wolves have a very, very strong fear avoidance behavior that starts as young as 14 days of age. And research shows if you don't really work with them in an environment by the time they're about 21 days of age, they have a harder time accepting things. Wolves is the only wolf we have here who didn't arrive here on site until about a month of age. So what ended up happening was Bolts, just by the fact that he was so much older, his fear avoidance behavior was stronger because he had a circumstance of just, you know, the facility that we got him from. He whelped early in the spring of 2012, which was kind of an El Nino year. So typically our wolves whelp are born in April. Bolts was born in March. So that kind of circumstance set him off to begin with, that he was older, and he didn't come to this site till he was a month of age, and that might contribute to the factor that he didn't grow up around a big outdoor enclosure in Ely, Minnesota, in his formative fear avoidance time. And so that's something that we're dealing with as well, and we may not be able to help him with that.
If this were to become an issue where you started to see a pack dynamic that really made everybody uncomfortable and wary, would he need to be removed to a different enclosure?
Well, certainly that's always a concern, you know, whether we have older wolves or things, but we're not anywhere near that. But that is we have facilities available. We have retirement facilities available. We have pack accommodations, meaning he is socially bonded to one of our retired wolves, and he could join her. But I don't see that as being his outcome. He's actually better this year than he was last year. It's just that we really didn't have much of a bug season. I mean, we did, but it wasn't. We didn't have a lot of hot, humid days here in Ely this year. So maybe it was just more noticeable because on the days it happened, it was, you know, he remembered, and he didn't have that time to get conditioning. But it's been cool. It's been a beautiful summer here in Ely, from the standpoint of being out in the bush and dealing with nature.
Well, let's hope that he continues to kind of forget about the bees and that whole, I'm just thinking about bacon-flavored bubbles, man. Bacon and peanut butter-flavored bubbles. I got to find myself some of those. Lori, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. And do whatever is appropriate to Bolts to indicate affection and hello. I don't know if you touch wolves or what how you communicate to a wolf, hi there. But send him a canine hi there from KUMD in Northland Morning. Thanks, Lori.
All right, take care.
Lori Schmidt, our guest this morning on Northland Morning. She is the wolf curator at the International Wolf Center and has been working with poor Bolts, the wolf at 110 pounds, who is really deeply, deeply disturbed by flying insects. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.